This segment is a bit of a grab bag, but in the best possible way. It's the Hacker News mix of classic computing history, thoughtful cultural commentary, and someone building something delightful in their garage. Let me start with the PDP-11 piece from Ars Technica, which resurfaced today. The PDP-11 is a mini computer from DEC, the Digital Equipment Corporation, introduced in 1970, and the argument that it's the most influential mini computer of all time is pretty well supported. Unix was developed on the PDP-11, C was developed for the PDP-11. The instruction set architecture influenced chip designs for decades. If you want to understand why modern computers look the way they do, tracing the PDP-11's influence is genuinely illuminating.
The timing of this resurfacing is interesting because there's a renewed interest in computing history right now that I think is connected to the AI moment. When everything is changing fast, people look backward to understand the deep structure of what they're building on. The PDP-11 era was the last time the computing field underwent a comparably rapid shift in what was possible and who could participate. There are real parallels.
The Calvin and Hobbes integrity piece is one of the more widely discussed posts in the last 24 hours, with 446 upvotes and 188 comments. The essay, published on the Republic of Letters Substack, analyzes Bill Watterson's decision to turn down an estimated $800 million in licensing revenue rather than see his characters on coffee mugs and t-shirts. Watterson's position was that merchandising would trivialize characters who existed as a form of serious artistic expression about childhood and imagination.
The HN discussion is, predictably, split between people who see this as an inspiring model of creative integrity and people who think $800 million is $800 million, and Watterson was leaving generational wealth on the table for a principle. But the deeper point of the essay, which I think the commenters who engage with it seriously land on, is that Watterson understood that the commercial success of a creative work and the integrity of the work itself are in genuine tension, and he chose a side. That's a real decision that most creators never face at that scale.
What makes this resonate on Hacker News specifically is that engineers and developers face analogous choices constantly. Do you build the feature that maximizes engagement even if it degrades user experience? Do you take the acquisition offer that will sunset the product you built? The Calvin and Hobbes essay gives language to a value judgment that's usually intuitive but rarely articulated this clearly.
On the maker and hobbyist side, there are two projects worth highlighting. First, the Neural Cellular Automata project at cells2pixels.github.io, which implements high-resolution versions of neural cellular automata, computational systems where each cell runs a small neural network and updates based on its neighbors. The results are visually striking, biological-looking patterns that emerge from these simple local rules. It's beautiful work, and a genuine research contribution in the intersection of generative art and complex systems.
And the capacitor alarm clock, which scored a modest 22 points but has a wonderful simplicity to it. Someone built an alarm clock where the timing is controlled by a capacitor charging circuit, rather than a traditional clock oscillator. It's deliberately analog, deliberately imprecise, and the creator seems to embrace the fact that it drifts slightly over time. There's a small but vocal HN audience that deeply appreciates electronics projects that do one thing with interesting constraints, and this project scratches that itch.
Then there's the Nipkow Disk Mechanical TV Simulator at analogtv.net, a web-based simulator of one of the earliest mechanical television systems from the 1920s, before cathode ray tubes. The Nipkow Disk is a spinning disk with holes arranged in a spiral that scans an image line by line. The fact that someone built an interactive simulator of this is a perfect encapsulation of why I love this community. The knowledge that mechanical television existed and worked is one thing. Having something you can actually interact with and understand kinesthetically is something else.